Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
Hey everybody, it's JT, and this is a special version of Barbecue Nation. It is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef. Hey, everybody. Welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. We got Bill Gillespie with us today from Smokin' Hogs Barbecue. He is the head pit master and the guy with the white goatee there.
Yeah.
I had one till last week, and I had to shave it off. I couldn't. It was getting in my way. So
yeah, I you know, it's funny. I haven't shaved in, I think, 8 weeks. Or no, 6 or 7 weeks since this whole... I'm working from home, which is nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't have to go to the office, and I shave my head and everything, and I haven't shaved, so it's... This is the first time my wife has actually seen hair on my head.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I look like Captain Biffo when I wake up in the morning. I got hair going everywhere. It's not particularly in one style, you might say. It's in multiple styles when I wake up, but it's good. So what do you think as far as changes that could be made in barbecue competitions?
Yeah, I think garnish could go. I never really understood it. You know, why it's a meat contest. You're not supposed to judge the garnish, but I think you do subconsciously. I just, you know, it's my poor wife she does the boxes. So she does the garnish. We do parsley, and you know, it takes her about an hour to do four boxes. And that's an hour that she could be, you know, drinking a beer or something.
Right.
You know, or just hanging out and not having to deal with that. I think they can get rid of the garnish. I don't think it's a necessary that needs to be there.
I think it's a lot of work for something that's going to get thrown away.
Yeah.
Myself. Yeah.
Yep.
It's not that. What have you, what do you think as far as the judging? Do you have your own favorite competitions? Do you have a circuit that you like to travel on, Bill, and or do you just go, well, let's go here this June, you know?
Yeah, you know, we try to do a couple new contests every year. But for the most part, you know, we have a lot of good friends that we've made in the barbecue world, and we hang out with them outside of barbecue as well.
But sure.
We all go to the same contest, and you know, there's this one contest we go to every year, 4th of July weekend in Lake Placid, New York. And you know, Lake Placid was the host of the 1932 and the 1980 Olympics.
Right.
And they have the contest right there at the speed skating oval. And you don't have to do anything. I mean, you walk right into town. The town is like right there. So it's a short walk. There's a lot of bars and restaurants, and we go up a few days early and we stay, you know, an extra day or two and make like a mini vacation out of it. It's just a fun time.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And they raise a lot of money for the youth organization up there. And, it's just fun all around.
And Lake Placid is also where Betty White in the movie used to feed the baby alligators.
Right. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's true.
Yeah. Those were some big, I don't know if they were gators. I can't remember if they were gators or crocs, but they were big.
Yeah, I can't remember either.
They were big. So here's the part of the show where we do some fun stuff, Bill. So,
okay.
So bear with me on this, will you?
Yeah.
If you could cook and then dine with a historical figure, who would it be?
Oh, boy. boy. I'm going to say Genghis Khan.
Okay.
I don't know why his name just popped up into my head, but he just seems like a madman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he reminds me of a guy that just would, have two turkey legs and one in each hand and just go to town on him, I think. I don't know.
That's great. I mean, nobody has ever come up with Genghis Khan. We've had the Churchills and the Lincolns and the Washingtons, sure, and those guys, but nobody's there. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
That's a great deal. If you could work with one of your barbecue heroes, who would it be?
Oh man, probably my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. We lost him about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And, he never got to see what I've done. You know what I mean? So.
Right.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. You know, you get some pretty harsh winters at times in New England. What's the worst thing about barbecuing or grilling in the wintertime up there?
So I forget, it was 2015 or 14. We got hit with probably 140 inches of snow, not all at once, but just,
yeah,
it seemed it was every 5 days we'd get a snowstorm, and it would drop about 18 inches of snow, 18 to 24 inches of snow every time. So I work for the power company, so I'd have to go on storm response. I'm a design engineer for them, so if there's bad weather or power outages, I get called in to go to work.
Sure.
So along with doing that, I would come home and I'd have to shovel out all my smokers because there wasn't anything going to hold me back from trying to grill or smoke. So, just shoveling out 2 feet of snow every 5 days wasn't fun.
So that always leads me to my next question. Did you ever smoke, grill, or barbecue in the snow in your underwear?
I never have, no, but I think I'm going to have to try that.
You might have to try that. I just going to say, would you describe yourself as corn fed or grass fed?
Probably corn fed.
I'm definitely a corn fed guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But I'm very well marbled.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely true.
Yeah. Grass-fed. It always kills me when people ask for grass-fed beef. All beef is grass-fed. So,
that's right.
Captain and Tennille or the Allman Brothers?
Oh, man. I remember growing up with Captain and Tennille.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say the Captain and Tennille.
They were fun.
Yeah,
they were fun. Ford or Chevy, Bill?
Chevy.
Yep. If we put your barbecue skills to music, what music would it be besides Captain and Tennille?
Yeah, 80s hair band.
There you go.
Yep. That's me to a T right there.
A little Bon Jovi up there or something?
Yeah, a little Bon Jovi, maybe some Dawkins.
Yep.
Yeah.
If I declared you supreme ruler of barbecue for a week, whatever you said went. What would be your supreme ruler decree?
Let's see. Oh boy, I'd say everybody has to barbecue naked. Just because. Fat, skinny, ugly, beautiful, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I've never had anybody say that either on the show, so I'm liking this a lot. What's your least favorite food to cook?
I don't know if I really have a least favorite. Well, so for competition, I'm going to say chicken.
Yeah.
I think that's everybody's least favorite. Is probably competition chicken.
No, that's true. That's very true. Where's the worst place you ever had to cook in a competition?
probably 2009. We were on Long Island, New York, and this monsoon came through and basically flooded out everything. We had a, we were on a 20 by 20, and there was one corner that was dry, and that was where our tent was. Everything else was underwater, the smokers, everything. The wind was blowing. We had the sides up. We even had a couple makeshift trash bag sides to keep the wind and rain out. That was probably the worst, I think, we've ever done.
Okay. What would your best day contain for activities away from barbecue? Away from barbecue now. Because
sitting
you're
on a beach down in the Caribbean with a nice fruity drink, just looking out at the water.
Got a little umbrella and some pineapple in it or something?
Yeah, maybe you got some music going on in the background, just doing absolutely nothing.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I'd probably have my pitching wedge with me because I'm a golf nut, but, you know, other than that, that'd be fine. If you had a piece of advice to give to people listening to this about their cooking, their barbecue, their smoking, their grilling, which, by the way, I'm glad, like, KCBS is now acknowledging some grilling stuff because a majority of Americans actually grill.
Yep.
They don't smoke and they don't hot cook it, hot coal it. They do, you know, propane or natural gas or something. But what piece of advice would you give them, Bill?
If you're looking, you ain't cooking. So keep the cover down. You know, let it do its thing. Keep everything simple. Don't try to overthink it. When you're first starting out, just keep everything as simple as you can and just learn the process.
There you go. Now, you've had some big wins in the competition barbecue world. Is there something that you want to achieve, a win that you want to achieve that you haven't done it yet that's kind of on your bucket list?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Memphis in May, Houston Livestock Rodeo, those would be kind of cool, you know, to add to the list, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, Houston's a lot of fun. I've been there.
Yeah, we had the chance to go back in. So when we won the Jack and 11, we got the invite to go. But at the time, I had no vacation time. So I unfortunately couldn't go. And I regret not going. That's one of the things I went.
Well, I can tell you, I spent a month there one day. It was a lot of fun. It was pretty good. Outside of your books, what are the best barbecue books that you've read? What do you like to look at?
I know, you know, Chris Hart, IQ, him and Andy Husbands have written a bunch of good cookbooks. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Yeah, I'd probably go with those.
There you go. There you go. And what's your favorite beverage to cook with?
Oh, it's either beer or whiskey.
Do you have a particular type of beer you like?
Yeah, I like the craft brews. I'm an IPA guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Bill Gillespie, it's been a heck of a lot of fun to talk to you today and to talk to you on the regular show. How can people find you and find out more about what you do and find your sauces and things?
Yeah, so, you know, we're out there on Facebook, Smokin' Hogs, SMOKINHOGGZ. Twitter, Instagram, same thing, @SmokinHogsBBQ. My website, www.smokinhogs.com. We have our products available on Amazon, through Barbecue Spot, bbqspot.com. Also my website, and a bunch of other stores across the country, barbecue supply stores, Whiskey Bent Barbecue in Florida. I'm forgetting a bunch.
That's okay. They can find you.
Yeah, they'll find. Just search Smoking Hogs BBQ, and hopefully I'll pop up.
Oh, you will. I know you will. Bill, thanks so much for taking the time.
JT, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, being here on Barbecue Nation, it's been a great time talking to you. Folks,
yeah, same here.
Well, you know what? I'll come back there maybe later this fall, and we can don't take me to a Patriots game unless the Seahawks are playing. But
not a problem.
But we can eat some barbecue and grill some lobster. We can do that.
Sounds like a plan.
There you go. Folks, we'll be back next week with another edition of After Hours. Until then, remember our motto here, turn it, don't burn it, and take care, everybody.